Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, December 5th, is the feast of Saint Saba, Abbot. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis thanks Italian pilgrims for their gift of the Christmas tree and a nativity scene to the Vatican. The Apostolic Vicar of Southern Arabia says international pressure is needed for a peaceful resolution in Yemen. And Burkina Faso's bishops express their grief following an attack last weekend at a Protestant church. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, Pope Francis met with a delegation from the Italian dioceses of Trento, Padua, and Vittorio Veneto on Thursday and thanked them for the gift of the Christmas tree and a nativity scene to the Vatican for this year. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
The Pope began by recalling last autumn's storm that devastated entire wooded areas in Italy's northern Triveneto region, home to the dioceses that donated this year's Christmas tree to the Vatican. "These are events that frighten us," said the Pope. "They are warning signs that creation sends us and that ask us to take effective measures immediately for the protection of our common home." "Tonight the lights that are drawn the tree will be on," continued Pope Francis. "They will remain next to the crib until the end of the Christmas holidays, and both will be admired for the many pilgrims from all over the world." The Pope went on to praise the initiative that will see the replanting of 40 fir trees to replenish the forests damaged by the 2018 storm. Turning to the nativity scene, Pope Francis said this Christmas crib, made almost entirely of wood and composed of architectural elements characteristic of the Trentino tradition, will help visitors enjoy the spiritual richness of Christmas. The wooden trunks from the areas affected by the storms, which serve as a backdrop to the landscape, underline the precariousness in which the Holy Family found itself on that night in Bethlehem, he said. Concluded by recalling his visit last Sunday to the town of Greccio, the place where St. Francis made the first nativity scene. He referred to his apostolic letter, Admirabile Signum, dedicated to the Christmas crib, which, he said, is a simple and wonderful sign of our faith and is not lost. "It's a genuine way of communicating the gospel in a world that sometimes seems to be afraid to remember what Christmas really is." I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
In world news, the civil war in Yemen has been described as the world's forgotten conflict and shows no signs of abating 5 years on from the outbreak of hostilities. Houthi rebels control large swathes of northern Yemen, and a Saudi-led coalition allied with the internationally recognized government led by Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi continues to fight them. On Wednesday, the U.S. Navy confirmed that one of its warships had seized a significant cache of missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon suspects the weapons are linked to Iran. As the conflict drags on, Bishop Paul Hinder of the Apostolic Vicariate of Southern Arabia says the international community needs to apply pressure to get those involved around the negotiating table.
Forgotten war and the war where it seems nothing is changing towards the good. And that's the problem. We do not know exactly who is really willing to get to an understanding and to stop this this senseless war. And I think if there is not the pressure from the international community, even from the UN, as far as they can do it, if there is not this pressure from outside, it will be difficult to get the people around the table. Now, will there be a success in the negotiations? We'll see. You know, there are too many interests contradicting the one the other or opposed the one to the other that it may be difficult to get to a solution soon. Of course, primarily it's a question that the different parties inside the country of Yemen are finding a way. But it may be necessary to get some independent, directly involved in the war, independent people from outside will help them to get together. The problem is there are too many countries who are winning or profiting of this war simply by trafficking the arms. That is a big part in the whole problem.
That was the Apostolic Vicar of Southern Arabia, Bishop Paul Hinder, speaking on the situation in Yemen. Elsewhere, the bishops of Burkina Faso have expressed their grief and closeness to the Federation of Evangelical Church Mission in the country following an attack over the weekend that killed over a dozen people in a Protestant church. Linda Bordoni has this report.
"We are deeply saddened by this evil act and are praying for the souls of the dead," said the head of communications of the Episcopal Conference of Burkina Faso. In a message of condolences, 14 people were massacred on Sunday in a Protestant church in Hantoukouri in the east of the country. Their pastor revealed that it was a new church and counted less than 30 faithful, most of them very young. He told of how the group of attackers crossed the border from Niger with motorcycles, of how they separated the men from the women, told the men to lie down on the ground, covered their heads with a cloth, and then killed them one by one. Several of those murdered were children. Bishop Justin Kientega of Wahiguya decried the violence and said that Western governments have a responsibility to stop the flow of weapons to militants in the region. Speaking to the charity Aid to the Church in Need, he voiced his belief that the attack is part of an attempt by radical Islamists to provoke a religious conflict in a country where Christians and Muslims have always lived peaceably, side by side. And he argued that the Western world has been ignoring the plight of Christians in West Africa. "There is an ongoing persecution of Christians," Bishop Kintega said. "For months, we bishops have been denouncing what is happening in Burkina Faso, but nobody is listening to us." Evidently, he continued, "the West is more concerned with protecting its own interests." Escalating violence among armed militant groups in Burkina Faso has drawn international concern, with the United Nations warning earlier this year of an unprecedented humanitarian emergency in the country. Nearly 500,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in the last 5 years. More than 60 Christians have been murdered in the country this year. Pope Francis last month called for prayers, and he urged authorities to promote interreligious dialogue and harmony, as well as provide protection for vulnerable civilians. I'm Linda Bordoni.
In Europe, massive strikes are underway in France over proposed pension reforms, gripping transport systems, closing schools, and leaving garbage piled high. As Stefan Boss reports, Paris is the hardest hit, with many residents and tourists struggling to cope with the most significant public sector actions in decades.
Thousands of strikers brave near-freezing temperatures in Paris to protest proposed pension reforms. These marching people are angry that President Emmanuel Macron wants to end a system comprising dozens of different pension schemes. President Macron says creating a unified system would be fairer. His new plan aims to reward employees for each day worked, awarding points that would later be transferred into future pension benefits. That could also include raising pension ages. The official retirement age already rose in the last decade from 60 to 62, but it remains one of the lowest among the OECD group of wealthy nations. These public sector workers oppose those plans. While they marched through the streets of the French capital, the famed Eiffel Tower shut down. France's high-speed train stood still, and most teachers walked off the job as unions launched nationwide strikes over the government's plan to overhaul the retirement system. Paris authorities have barricaded the presidential palace and deployed 6,000 police. They want to prevent clashes with activists, many in yellow vests, representing France's year-old movement for economic justice. Organizers hope for a mass outpouring of anger at President Macron for his centerpiece reform. They view the pension plans as another threat to their hard-fought French way of life after several other social and economic changes. Questions remain how long the strikes will last. Authorities have warned the travel troubles could be just as bad Friday. Unions say it's an open-ended movement and hope to keep up the momentum at least for a week in hopes of forcing the government to make concessions. But top presidential aides say President Macron himself remains calm and determined to push through his plans. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Buss, reporting.
And yesterday, on Wednesday that is, the members of the High Committee for Human Fraternity met in New York with Secretary General of the United Nations, Dr. Antonio Guterres, to convey to him a message from Pope Francis and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Ahmed Al-Tayeb. The message proposes that February 4th be declared World Day of Human Fraternity and asks the United Nations to participate, together with the Holy See and Al-Azhar, in the organization in the near future of a world summit on human fraternity. Dr. Guterres, for his part, expressed his appreciation for and openness to the initiatives, underlining the importance of working in the service of the whole of humanity. The High Committee for Human Fraternity was established to achieve the objectives contained in the document on human fraternity for world peace and living together, which was signed by the Pope and the Grand Imam in Abu Dhabi on February 4th of this year. Finally, in his homily at Mass in the Casa Santa Marta this morning, Thursday, Pope Francis compared the wise man with the fool who built his house on sand. The Pope said, "Our lives must be built upon the eternal rock, who is the Lord, and that in him we find happiness." Devin Watkins has more.
At Mass on Thursday morning, Pope Francis urged Christians to sink the foundations of their lives into Christ rather than relying on the shifting sands of appearances. In the day's Gospel, Jesus compares the wise person who built his house on rock with the fool who built his house on sand. Those who listen to the words of the Lord are wise, while those who refuse to do so live like fools and base everything on appearances, the Pope said. Pope Francis said these two contrasting attitudes regard our own hopes and dreams, adding that we need God's grace to discern where we sink our foundations.
Chi si affida al Signore sarà sempre sicuro.
Those who entrust themselves to the Lord will always remain safe, he said, because their foundations are sunk into the rock. The wise man, continued the Pope, built on rock, while the fool chose sand and is blown away by winds and rain. Even in our own lives, the same can happen. If my foundations are not strong, the Pope said.
Viene la tempesta e tutti noi abbiamo tempeste nella vita, tutti.
We all have storms in our lives, he added, and when they come, we are unable to stand firm. Many people think that changing this attitude is like putting on makeup. But, said Pope Francis, such a life change requires us to discern the true foundations of our lives. That means finding the rock that is Christ, he said, and he gave the example of the confessional. Only those who recognize they are sinners, weak, and in need of salvation, he said, show that their life is built on rock and that they believe and trust in Jesus as the source of salvation. So Pope Francis urged us to convert our lives to what does not crumble and blow away.
Noi non possiamo edificare la nostra vita sulle cose passaggere, sulle apparenze.
We cannot build our lives on passing things, on appearances, on acting like everything is going fine, he said. We go to the rock where our salvation awaits, and there, he said, we will all be happy. I'm Devin Watkins.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch all the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks to our technicians and producers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.